A new voice for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was really a humbling experience, and I'm so grateful to the voters of the state for giving me this opportunity to represent them.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn is back in Washington, but this time on a different side of the Capitol. She's moved her office from the House to the Senate, where she is the state's first female U.S. Senator. And as Congress continues to try and end the government shutdown, Senator Blackburn says she's hopeful that could happen soon.
Yes, I am optimistic, and here's the reason why. The majority of the American people agree with the president that it is time to clean up the immigration system. And they agree that it is time to deal with the Dreamers, and they know the president has an offer on the table to the Democrat leadership, and that they are not coming to the table.
The senator, much like the president, is adamant that border security has to be addressed for our safety here in Tennessee.
Cleaning up the immigration system, having people not overstay their visa, this needs to be dealt with, as well as securing the border to end human trafficking, labor trafficking, drug trafficking, gangs. We all know that when the border is porous, every town's a border town and every state's a border state.
Senator Blackburn says she will continue to help promote and push through legislation that helps our farmers in the ag industry. Growing up on the farm and in 4-H has always helped to guide her decisions.
Always helps me to think in terms of how is this going to affect that community.
Tennessee's U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.